this young fellow? Why were you?
Yeah.
This unknown.
How did you happen to pick this guy over this other fellow that we all knew was in line for the job?
Yeah.
Now this is a reporter's way of putting it.
Sure.
And he said, ordinarily, as a matter of policy, I don't discuss how I make these choices. He said, but in this case, there seems to be a justification for saying something, and I will have a brief explanation, and it is that Paul Adams is needed where he is as Attorney General, and there's a lot of thinking, and I guess he said the part that he should be kept where he is. And he did not then go, I think it was, the issue was raised about his opposition as Attorney General to the Shoal apportionment. And Gus was asked about it.
Now that hadn't yet, that hadn't.
No, well, this was in the...
Yes,
in
I guess it had, it must have been, it must have started by that time.
It was in the clip. Gus said that he had never discussed the matter with the governor. He knew that Adams expected that his vote would be, clear being on the other side. I don't think he didn't.
But he represented the Secretary of State.
Well, I guess he must have, this part of it wasn't explained, but I guess the inference was that he didn't find it hard to take that position. But at any rate, I'm just supplying that out of my own mind. It was not talked about in these newspapers that I'm referring to. But at any rate, it was a shocker, wasn't it?
Well, it was.
You knew it was. And your colleagues must have thought so.
It was, I remember the Detroit Times published the announcement, a firm announcement, published the whole thing, and told the story of the surprise ending by being appointed to the bench quite unexpectedly, and Bob Toms taking over the office that had been prepared for me.
Well, this was quite a dramatic. You see, one of the reasons why I wanted to hear about this was it was quite a, whatever significance is put on the event, it certainly was striking.
Well, one of the most striking, from my perspective, was that I was the first Greek appointed to a state Supreme Court in the history of the country. And to my knowledge, none other has been since then. But to the Greek community, I shouldn't say it that way, to the, is there an ethnic community?
Well, you know, sure.
It was a great appointment.
The Democratic Party in those times very assiduously cultivated. You remember this, I'm sure.